on the previous pasuk when we said, "What is the pasuk teicher of Afar Seinu Ra'anana?" I know there's a Rikos, but just the pasuk Afar Seinu Ra'anana.
Afasena
Yeah,
ranana.
what is saying
The word eres means a bed.
to
Afar
dead?
seinu
Okay.
bed. Afar seinu ranana is fresh, waiting, inviting. In other words, ranan is a is something which is fresh and blossoming. So in modern Hebrew, anen means to refresh. A refresh button is re'enun, a rest area, re'enun, tachnat re'enun. So it's a sort of a refreshing. So it means basically it's waiting there and inviting something along those lines. Yes.
Okay, because I thought it was a, like the Lashon Rina, and then I looked it up in the couches in the Bower, and I looked up the word Bower. And it seemed to be like an open deck area, you know, very pleasant and spacious area, but it just wasn't really, you know, going that much.
So I don't know what is the article. Did you see what is the article? Ranano? You know.
So I didn't. I saw. I have an app that has the Shir Shirim in the English. I
All
didn't
right.
even see the
That's
scroll.
very old,
So.
but Hakapanim, it's all it is basic. Yes, it's a positive sense of that bed and so on.
Okay.
Okay, so a whole Asupaic base, amazing.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Yeah, ani chavetzolus hashoren sheshanas ha'amakim. Or she says, I am chavetzolus hashoren sheshanas ha'amakim. Chavetzolus and sheshanas are both types of flowers. Here I grow. Ani chavetzolus hashoren sheshanas ha'amakim. So here he has again a pirush aleph and a pirush beis. Pirush ki chavetzolus sheshanas ha'kol echod. They are be'etzim one plant, raki bodul lefi mekoymes simcheihem. Im hoysay medes b'sharon shumakum yushem. As ilacha umaleo by medes mar isa gvanish itzach adam ikamara. So he says like this: there's a difference between the Shoshana wherever where she's growing, in a place that the sun beats down very strongly, it gets a brownish look to it, a wilted look, and when something is wilted, it doesn't really have many gvanim. It does not express its teichin really well. Masha'in kein, when it's in the place that it's supposed to be, that's where you get the full white, red, you get all the colors. So he says in the Sharon, it's standing, it's lumas the sun. That's why it has this brown, it's sort of been dried out. Whereas when it's the Amokim, where the sun doesn't beat down so much, it's wet and full and has tzachvadeh. Kach, Knesset Yisrael, she yivesha mishef Hashem, mishtane mar isa, vozik is chavetzol sashor. Av she mekavana amokim, she yishen amokim, omoy komik min senu she chokma bina, ozi meleya v'nik shoshana. So I guess what's the right word for it, in the words, he's mechalik between Klal Yisrael has it, is good versus Klal Yisrael when they're troubled. Klal Yisrael when the sun beats down on them, there's no Shef Hashem, there's cold, then it's like the dried up flower. Masha'inkin, when it gets minamokim, that's when it's Malay and so on.
So Chavetz Hashoren is a negative state of being.
It's not as a good flower as the other one. It's a much drier. In other words, it's almost like the person saying, I the Chavetz Hashoren, I'm really Shoshana Samokin. The same tree when you grow it exposed to the sun and it's a very dry, unprotected climate, the same flower will turn will come dry. Masha Inkin, if it's going from a Lachluchis, it's come down.
Uh-huh. It's very interesting that someone would name their sefer after the Chavetz Chaim Sasharen.
Maybe as a different pshat. Listen, Baruch Hashem, there are plenty of pshatim here. All I can say is that if that sefer Chavetz Chaim Sasharen, I can't even begin to understand what Shoshana Shamok would look like.
Right, exactly.
If a dried out version comes in that size, what do right. we pull out? I don't know.
And the little that I saw of it was like very, very profound pshatim on the parasha and whatnot. So, right, just like Rabbi's saying, if that's Chavetz Chaim Sasharen.
Right, it's an astounding sefer. I use it a lot whenever on Shabbos I want to speak the halacha to the boys. It's sort of halacha. It's lamdas in a way that is not. You don't have to be ligging the sugya. It's easier in Yanim Tzof Chomish. His bikias and his hekif is just astounding, and I know the machaber, you'd never guess it. He's such an easy and novistic younger man, mid-30s maybe, late-30s maybe. Very, very. He's a nephew of my brother-in-law's. It's just kind of, you would never ever guess that this is the person. And he's very easygoing, very joking, very funny, he's nice, and. I mean, just astounding. He's with Mordred now. Modern now. He's amazing. Dan Hur.
Well, because I saw it like 10 years ago. No, I don't know, maybe not 10 years ago, but 6-7 years ago, I saw it in Yeshiva. So, I didn't know he was a guy in his mid-late 30s.
Obviously, a young fellow. He's a nephew of my brother-in-law. And Sfer was very chashvid of Kista. Father needs a full sign. Whatever. Okay.
So his next in Yanim should be called the Sheshanas Hamakim.
That's the pure Shani. Mm-hmm. But let's the guy adds a kneshit, and here he's giving us a kneshit. He says, "Actually, mekamen amokim sheishne amokim, amoyka make me insane. Sheichach mabina, ozi malei avnei shoshana." So he's saying an extraordinary pshat over here. The oilam of mitzvahs itself, just the chitzn of it. The lachluchis is not there. And therefore, if a person does mitzvahs without any deeper, what's the right word for it, without anything feeding the olam mitzvahs, without any wellspring feeding it, it will always come across dry. It'll always come across without its color. It doesn't have, so a person does a ma'aseh mitzvah, it's dry. It doesn't have, it needs to be fed by Chachma and Bina. Those are the two Olamas of Machshava that give meaning and understanding to it. The Gemara calls a certain type of Maisa Koif Ba'alma. It's just, the Koif does a phenomenal imitation of a person. And if I paint something, the Koif can paint something. But the Koif, you look at the Koif, there's zero understanding, awareness of what he's doing, while we are profoundly aware of what we're doing. So the difference between a maisa, so the maisa that comes without the feed of these amokim is going to be a dry maisa, missing all of the color and beauty the other one is. So, if a person says, I have the most beautiful trees, and I say, I need to see them, and it's winter, and the trees, and the leaves are dried out, and they're maybe off, or whatever it is, I'm disappointed. But it is, this tree is a very beautiful tree, it's just that you're seeing it at the wrong time. A person needs to see it when it's blooming, and the blooming is when it draws lachluchis. So the lachluchis that it draws comes from the Havana, which are the two meters of Chachma Bina. And even in terms of, let's put it this way, expressing emotion in mitzvah, emotion is properly expressed when a person understands what it is. Imagine somebody is shaking Lulav and Esrog, and somebody taught him Lulav and Esrog is all about ecology and watching over the planet and the whole of the Hulu. This person also gets very emotional about these things. That emotion is not giving flavor to the mitzvah. It's not adding any chios tam seva to the mitzvah. It's only when you have understanding of what the mitzvah is and you're misragish from it that becomes the chios and so on, the pnimius of it. So the pnimius is totally the havana, and all midas. This is Baal Tanya writes this constantly in the Goyim for sure. All of what we would call emotional expression, which is really the coloring, it all comes from an understanding. When I'm aware of what I'm doing, what I'm happening, if I walk by and I see a bunch of people gathered around some box, everybody's crying, there's no reason in the world why I would cry. But when I understand, I know whose Levi it is and what's happening and the implication, the tragedy, and so on, that's when I can possibly become emotional.
Mm-hmm. So maybe this is not a question because it's the Vol Mikra and Lashita Zoi, but how the whole Hasidish Mahalach, way in the times of Europe seemed to maybe I don't know, all the details, but it seemed to skip some of these things and encourage people. You don't really need to know the Chachma and Bina behind it. You just, just go through the motions like the Rebbe goes through the motions. It could be I'm shortchanging, a big aspect, but in a sense, that's definitely a little bit of what went on.
So first of all, the Baal HaTanya, that was his sheet that you mentioned. It's not possible that a person's emotions that have no, if a person has no understanding or awareness of what's happening, then it's impossible that the person's emotions are genuine or called emotion. That's his big point in Tanya, that without having the Meichen, without having the Chabad, the Chachma, the Bina, and the Deya, then whatever you're doing, those emotions are not real emotions. I mean, you could cry, you could laugh, but that's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. That's one point. There's another point. Nyakeda says this, and let's see if we could give them. I'll give a mashal and what that Keda gives. Imagine somebody buys me a ticket to, or somebody buys Kala a ticket to a great symphony event. She's obviously a very musical person. And she asks him, my high. So there's three possible answers. One answer is they told me that's what I'm supposed to do as a chassan. It's not going to be a very, very, very good mahala future. I know and understand the music. I also have a big time in music. And I said, wow, what a luck. We're having Philharmonic is playing this piece. It's mamish. He's the best in this, that. I understand what's happening. There, my emotion and my emotional connection is amazing. Then there's another mahalach. I say, I really don't know what it is, but I know that for you, this is extremely meaningful. And to please you is very meaningful to me. Mm-hmm. So even though I can't resonate with that understanding an emotional person, but I can give it meaning. So the Chassidish Malach was, for those who were more into the Pashto Eifin, was Ribbono Shelam. I don't know why it is, but I know that you love me and I love you, and this is something that you want from us, and this Abba Yochel makes you happy, and there's nothing more I'd like to do than to bring a Nachas Ruach to you. So that was the Mahalach of Chassidim, and Arab, it's in some ways it's a lot more meaningful. When the person also enjoys music and they brought me a ticket, it means they like the music and likes me to come along. But when the person doesn't, but he's doing it because he knows how meaningful it is for me, there's deep meaning into that. So
Which also fits with how the Gun explains Pasuk Zayin in Parak Aleph, like either we shavu nafshi ichatera ichatar betzvaros tzarayim.
Right. Correct. If I see this is right and this is good, this is what I want.
Okay.
Pirish. There's a famous story with Arizal, with the chalas, I forgot where it's brought. It's brought in a very famous sefer. And it, there's a mice, there was a Rav Chevron that had a dream that he's going to die that week. And he was very disturbed. He asked Arizal, why deserves Misa? And Arizal told him that many months ago, a Maggid had come to town and he had spoken about Lechem HaPanim, I guess it was the Pasha week or whatever. And basically the Maggid described how beautiful and how fantastic Lechem HaPanim was, and how much the Rebbeinu Shlomo loves Lechem HaPanim. And since we don't have Lechem HaPanim anymore, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's how Maggid described. This Yid was a Pashto Yid, very, very nisayir from his words. And he went home and he told his wife, we're doing something. And she baked this phenomenal, phenomenal, delicious challis. He went Friday, after everybody left Beis Medrash, Friday morning sometime, he went in and he opened up the Ankrenim and said, Ribbono Shel Olam, I know how sad you are, no challis. I would like to give you challis. Kids put it in. A few hours later, the Shamas of Shul came to roll up the Sefer Torah to make sure. He's never a poor guy. He has no money, nothing. He opened up the Aron Kodesh. Two phenomenal challis are there. He's like Mamish Nesa Shemaim, and he takes those challis. The guy comes back by Kriyas HaTorah, and they open up and say, the challis are gone. He's thrilled that obviously the original took it. This went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. One day, the Rav had to go in to look up something. He goes in. And he sees this simple yid opening on credits, putting in chalas, saying, Baruch Shalom, and how much you appreciate my chalas. And Sir Ranzai says, what's going on? What's it all about? He said, well, I heard from Maggid, Baruch Shalom doesn't feel so sad without chalas, I'm giving him chalas. And he, every week he takes it. And then the Rebbe said, oh, the Shamash told me that he always finds chalas. Don't be an idiot. We think Baruch Shalom needs chalas. So the poor guy went home very crestfallen. So the Arizal told this Rav, you should know that those chalas had a pchinas of lechem HaPanim to it. And when you broke that chain, the Chayiv Misa, whatever it is, it's very famous. It's written in one of the, in Shifra. It's written, very famous. But the point of it is, when you do something l'ratzim for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and that's your kavana, b'lev shalom, that's also a kavana. Still get there. That's the okay. Pirish base. Ani chavetzolos hashoren shana samakum. Pirish. Chavetzolos hashoren hu sheshana tzemeach b'misho b'makum chalak. Mekabal zchamim uschama umisya besh koydem chol atzmochem v'nasis yiruka marzim yeshusa same pshat. O pirish hane makum shana gdela b'emek. V'yesh bo lachluchis harbe. V'oz hi anoyah shem chol apeiris b'leivim v'odem. And adrab, that's where it becomes it is the nicest because it's able to have so much, so much color. Now, this is going back to the similar things that before, it's ki'ilu excusing itself because it's the sun. It's some outside circumstance that burnt it. So in this sort of repetition, but then he adds a kadosh. The gam zoysi mayla gedoyla shagufim ma'avim ashkim kolkach neshemesh adjestam erisum rak hagufim azakim ayofim nasis ketomim alpneim neshemesh ben behivrei ayofi shagufim azakim kishis angu betanugim mekabim telos beit from blev adam. So let's take a marshal. I guess we have to go back to the old cameras, the pre-computer cameras. They used to have on film, they used to have numbers. And different films had ASA values, if I remember correctly. And it meant how quickly and how sensitive was the film. Like how quickly would it react and how sensitive was it? So it wasn't better and worse because there was a mile of Hisarim. There was some film that was less sensitive, which means it didn't bring out all the nuances of different shades of darkness and light, but it didn't get ruined so easily. because it was insensitive to some fluctuations. Very, very sensitive film would be able to bring out extraordinary nuance, but was very difficult to capture because you had to have a very quick shutter speed because it would get it ruined. It's something where you would just sort of lose the, you know, the likelihood. If a person is, let's take another example. Imagine a person is apathetic. So he hears fire discussions from about communism, about this, that, kindness on the Torah, couldn't care much. So it's a myla that is doesn't get easily feared. But that apathy also means that in Torah, it's not a lot of color, not a lot of fears. Another person is extremely sensitive. And when somebody fires him up, he gets very, very carried away. I mean, he gets emotionally very, very carried away. The myla of it is that his learning and davening and his asiyas and mitzvahs are tremendous fears. Midrash is the person can easily be swayed. So the reason why I'm the first, and the reason why I am the flower that is most affected by the sun, because I'm the most sensitive. Because I have so much sensitivity and I have so much color in myself, the white or that, I become easily brown and so on.
Huh. And Rabbi, this we see by all Yidden, why they go menakotza lakotza.
Correct. Emes, a Yid cares, and that's why you could chas v'shalom go off. But, you know, I'm very bad. Exactly, menakotza lakotza.
Uh-huh. And also, I was about to ask why it seems a little bit redundant from Pasuk Vav, but based on, you know, what are we saying now, it's an entirely different nekuda. It's the vulnerability, it's the extremes.
Exactly. It's the same way like a sensitive person. It has a certain pleasure. You can connect emotionally with the person, because the midrash is that the person is very sensitive and very vulnerable. And so, yes. Mm-hmm. When something is very ill, it reflects the different nuances. Something is coarse, thick. A person is born with nothing. Because a person without das is not functioning. A bal chai has a mitzvah without das. Das adds a little bit to it, but that's that. So you don't get the two extremes. So the chaim yuli is this raw material. It's material that can take on different forms and so on. So the more it's missing, if for Shlemus, the bigger mile it has. A Madaba needs a lot of qualities till it becomes what it ought to be. I don't know if Noah Nedar, he always needs to deher himself, I think he means, that he's lacking. If a person could feel he is set and he is ready, then he's missing the ikka of what it is to be an Adam. V'lachein nikra Talmud Chacham, I think he's emphasizing the word Talmud over here, because the word Talmud implies if somebody can say, I am smart in a way which implies I've got it, then he's not. Then whatever it is on a lower darga, if a person says, I am learning, that's chachma. Because with chachma, Adam always needs to perceive himself as a chasa. If I've seen a person who holds himself to be smart, then a fool is better than him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Chavetz Hashem. Amru k'shein yad 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 arfa. V'anig sh'shan ha'sam mokim. K'sheyesh li tal u'matim in ha'shamayim. Sh'ashpaz Hashem yitzbarachach m'tuna. K'moy ha'matim. How I go. So Chachma, the Ashpa of Chachma specifically is like the it's like rain with fills it up with chiyus. V'zeshem v'lashon hoive lo'imash ani tamikim chatzelus af beishin shachas hamakim. So now the pasuk is saying I am both at the same time. Mashama David Sama Lukhanafshi, Mashama Bezoya Adeloy Stalin, Nikos Chavetzalas, Kim Nishtalin, Brazil Shik, and Nikos Shishara. Mashama Sosav Shishara. So the person always fluctuates from being one and or the other. The person, as much as he feels himself to be Mushlam, he's lacking, he's dry, in as much as he's waiting to receive, that's when he is, that's when he has the mile of Arab, of Shoshana Samaki. It's very interesting. The description of what is the beneficial one and what's the chisaron. So the sun, which is the outside, the effect that the outside has on one, or in interaction with the outside, is the sun, and that produces the problem. The areas that give something the positive values are called amokim. They're called depths hidden from the sun, and so on. In other words, whatever greets the eye on the outside belongs to the world of Shemesh, and it's something that doesn't have the chiyus inside, and anything that has a shaykhus to emek, anything that has a shaykhus to some sort of something coming from an emek, that gives it its chiyus pimis, that gives it its mar, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Let's go to something like shekachim levayofi. A person. The Gemara talks about making something look fresh. So keeping the blood on the base of Shkita makes it look fresh. Painting, touching up fruit on the outside makes it look fresh. When a person wants to look fresh, alive, etc., they'll paint red onto their cheeks. That's a very old time cosmetic. It gives a certain sense of chiyus when a person has a red and so on and so forth. I just want to explain that approach, that mahalach, the etzem goes kotzer lekotzer against what it's supposed to be. The muscle. If you ask me what color room do you like, I like if it's green. So that's fine. That's what I like, that's what I get. Paint the room green, I have the green. When I look for a person who has red, he's not pale like a ghost, but he has some red. So what I'm looking for is a chias, which is panemius. But my eye has a way of fooling myself and thinking that anybody with red cheeks has chias. And I look for the red cheeks, and even if the red is painted on, to me, that person seems to be full of chiyus. So this is a very, very interesting nigudimov, a very interesting tata sastra. And the very item that I want to know what is this fish fresh or not? Is the fish fresh or not has to do with things that I can't see. It has to when was it taken out of the water and what are the matzav of the cells like? I can only tell by the chitzenis. I can smell it. I can look, I can brush my finger against it. I can't do more look at chitzonius. But the problem is I begin to confuse the simen with the guf hachefetzer. I begin to think that the way it looks is what I'm looking for. So our mind becomes trained that anything that looks red or has whatever color I'm used to is fresh. When that's in that red, it's just painted on. And the same thing is true in all the ruchnistic idea. There are simanim. A person shakes back and forth. A person does things. So those simanim can give us some sort of indication, but it's only indication. The value of the ma'isa is supposed to be mikoyach techiyuz. And divorcing one from the other, for the sun is something that comes from the outside. It has its effect because it's coming from the outside. And the lachluchis is called omek omek. It's the most pneumistic part of this fruit. On its inside is the fruit absorbing sap, but not absorbing sap. That's really what's happening. It's very interesting also, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Teva, Lamashal, fresh dates and fresh figs are very, very tasty, but they rot very quickly because they have peels, they're full of peels. And the same sweetness and everything with it makes it an easy candidate to rot very quickly. We have the outside, they fall, they splatter, all the insects come, and a very short shrift it's gone. If you want to preserve it, what you do is you put it in the sun to dry. When you put it in the sun to dry, the lachluchis goes away, the chias goes away, and all you're left with is the shell, and the shell doesn't spoil. It doesn't spoil because it doesn't have any heat to it. So you see how the HaKadosh Baruch Hu put down in the beer the shell of things, that they are, that's exactly how it works. The sun has the ability to remove the chias. When you remove the chias, you're left with the chayfetz as is. So in the case of figs and dates, that's good, that's fine. That's what's supposed to be, that's that. But anything else, you mix up the chias and so on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's very fascinating because in the pashtos, the sun is what allows things to grow. Right. And here we're saying that the sun is really the catalyst for the antithesis of chias. Is there any more meaning behind this?
Yeah, there's the
meaning. At night we recharge, right? At night we sleep. That's not where our chias is. Our chias is by day.
But the sun, is 50% of Mexico. It's the sun together with the lachluchis. When they are in the right proportion, if it's cold, no matter how much water you have, nothing grows. The mahalach of growth is a balance between the lachluchis and the sun. That's 100% correct. But where you have just sun, so it would be like midas hadin with midas rachmim. If you only go with midas hadin and demand perfection, then things will become, nothing can progress. But without that, so when you have something in a swamp and no sunlight, everything rots as well. That's so the two things be'etzem go together. What happens in the Chafetz Sasharit is there is no ma'akim feeding it. And all you get is the chitzayin, so you get the outside, and the male just becomes a dry shell, comes out of the ma'isa. Okay, well, so I have to go.
Okay, thank you very much, Rebbe. Mazel tov on the chasana. Have a wonderful week.
Yeah, and tomorrow, next week, I'm going to come back Monday from LA, so it'll be after Monday. So we'll figure out Tuesday or whatever it is, whatever will work at the end.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, excellent. Thank you very much, Rebbe.
Call them.